And another guy you've got to talk about, too, is Steve Ott. You know, he's in the last year of his deal. And, you know, what happens if he doesn't have an extension signed by the trade deadline and Regeer gets an offer for, like, a first-round pick or something? Are you going to pass that up? I mean, they got a first-round pick for Gostad. That's, you know, there's a lot of decisions involved there with more than just Vanek and Miller.
Well, I agree with you, Dave, that there is the same question about Steve Ott, but it doesn't seem to be getting asked quite as frequently because Ott was a recent acquisition, and it seemed that the Buffalo Sabres wanted him to be one of the key players that they built the team or helped rebuild the team around with a different kind of culture, different kind of approach. He's a much tougher, more physical player than the Sabres had up until his coming over last year.
Yeah, he said that he wants to be here, and that's great. I mean, if you want to endear yourself to Sabres fans, one of the first things you do is tell everybody how much you love the city and love playing for this team, because that's kind of given. But the fact of the matter is, you know, by the time this team is really good, you know, he might be in the twilight of his career, and I think that if he really wants to stay in Buffalo and play for the Sabres for a number of years, then he should get his name signed to an extension before the trade deadline. Otherwise, you're going to have a contending team out there that wants to make a cup run looking for a tough, gritty player who can chip in some goals. And I can't imagine that they wouldn't be calling Darcy Regier about the availability of Steve Ott.